Learning English helps me to talk about my holidays.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Hi everyone, it's Josipa. I'm not feeling great, to be honest. I think I'm suffering from the post-holiday blues. You know that feeling when your holiday is over, finished, and you are back to your normal routine, but you can't stop thinking about the good times you had? Yep, that's me. Every single time. But what exactly are post-holiday blues? Well, it's when you feel a bit down or sad after your holiday ends. It's like your mind is still on the beach, but your body is back at work. And speaking of work, Alan and Claire are back too. They just ran into each other, that is, they met each other by chance in the office kitchen after their Christmas break. So let's check in on how they're talking about their holidays.
So, tell me, how was your break? Did you head off anywhere?
Yeah. We took a scenic route up the coast and went off the beaten path. How about you?
We went bush, actually. Took the family camping and the Grampians. It was pretty rustic, but the views were stunning.
Look, we ended up spending most of our time just soaking up the sun. We even tried some paddleboarding. It was harder than I thought, but a good laugh.
Yeah, paddleboarding, eh? I've always wanted to give that a go.
Oh, to be honest, I spent more time falling into the water than actually paddling.
Sounds fun, though. Ready to be back at work now?
Not really, but here we are.
Looks like Claire and I are on the same page. Neither of us seems too excited to be back at work. You can say you are on the same page as someone when you agree on something or think the same way about something. Alan and Claire seem to be on the same page as me about the idea of going back to work after a holiday. But work we must. So let's start. Alan gave us two different ways to start a conversation with somebody about their holidays. He said,
"How was your break? Did you head off anywhere?"
How was your break? A break is when you take time off work or school to relax or to do something else, like take a holiday. How was your break? With this question, we are asking how they enjoyed their holiday or time away from work. Alan also said,
"Did you head off anywhere?"
Head off is an informal way of saying go or leave. So Alan is asking if Claire traveled anywhere. We often use this question to ask about what people have done on their holiday or weekend. Next Monday, for example, you could try asking your friend, "Did you head off anywhere on the weekend?" Next, we learned that Claire went up the coast because she said,
"We took a scenic route up the coast and went off the beaten path. How about you?"
A scenic route is a route that takes you through beautiful or interesting places. It's often not the fastest or most direct way to get somewhere, but there are nicer things to look at. I take a scenic route when I want to enjoy the great outdoors, like the mountains or along the coast or through forests.
"We went off the beaten path."
When you go off the beaten path, you go somewhere unusual where other people tend not to go. We use the phrase off the beaten path when we talk about exploring new or less well-known places. And do you remember where Alan went? He said,
"We went bush, actually. Took the family camping in the Grampians."
Alan and his family went bush, meaning they went into the natural, rural or outback areas, away from the city. Going bush is a common Australian expression for going out into the countryside or wilderness, and often it means exploring wild places and camping out. Alan took his family camping in the Grampians National Park in Victoria. Have you ever been there? I haven't, but it's on my list because it has so many famous hiking trails. I've seen pictures from my friends and it looks amazing. Now, let's practice some ways to describe places we have visited.
It was pretty rustic, but the views were stunning.
If a place is rustic, it's simple and not fancy. And it usually has a natural country feel. And stunning means beautiful and very impressive. But let's say your holiday destination was the opposite of rustic. Then you could say,
our hotel was modern and luxurious.
Or,
the place we stayed in was very stylish and fancy.
Claire then gave us a phrase we can use to describe activities we did during our break. She said,
we ended up spending most of our time just soaking up the sun.
If you are soaking up the sun, you are relaxing and enjoying the sunshine.
We even tried some paddleboarding.
Paddleboarding, also called stand-up paddleboarding or SUPing, is something I haven't tried yet, but it looks like a fun water activity. You stand on a big board and use a paddle to move across the water. Now tell me, who doesn't want to try that? One more thing. Claire said they ended up soaking up the sun. We can say that we end up doing something or end up going somewhere if it isn't actually what we planned to do. For example, I really want to head off somewhere exciting at the weekend, but I usually end up staying at home and relaxing with a book. How about you? Towards the end of our dialogue, Alan gave us a phrase we can use whenever someone mentions an activity we haven't tried but would really like to. He said,
I've always wanted to give that a go.
If you always wanted to give something a go, you've wanted to try that for a long time, but haven't done it yet. Give that a go is an informal way of saying try that or attempt that. For example, I've always wanted to give surfing a go, which means that I've always wanted to try surfing, but haven't had the chance yet. Okay, now that we understand everything, let's hear Alan and Claire again.
So, tell me, how was your break? Did you head off anywhere?
Yeah. We took a scenic route up the coast and went off the beaten path. How about you?
We went bush, actually. Took the family camping and the Grampians. It was pretty rustic, but the views were stunning.
Look, we ended up spending most of our time just soaking up the sun. We even tried some paddleboarding. It was harder than I thought, but a good laugh.
Yeah, paddleboarding, eh? I've always wanted to give that a go.
Oh, to be honest, I spent more time falling into the water than actually paddling.
Sounds fun, though. Ready to be back at work now?
Not really, but here we are.
It's me.
Level 2.
Thank you.
Today, I'm taking you along to meet my friend Miriam. She just returned from her holiday, and I really hope she had a wonderful time. This trip was especially important to her since, unfortunately, she couldn't travel home to Lebanon this year due to the challenging situation there.
Hi, doggies. I can see you are still unpacking.
So, I want to know everything. Tell me, where did you head off?
I went to Fiji, to Nadi, yeah. We went, my husband and my eight-month-old baby boy. We spent around 1 week there. We flew in the morning on Friday and then we came back a week later. It was an interesting flight, I have to say.
Why?
Yeah. It's the first flight with my baby, so and I'm a new mother, so I don't know what to expect when I was flying with him. It was interesting. So before I flew, I had to ask around other mothers in my mother's group, see, you know, what tips they can give me. And I had to navigate between, you know, getting his stuff ready and making sure I've got everything prepared and how he's going to be behaving on the flight. And then, I mean, luckily it's only a 4 hours flight, so it's not really long. It's a bit of a test trial if I have to take a longer flight with him. So it was manageable. You just have to keep in mind how to keep them occupied on the flight and keep them well fed. And then over there, it's just great. Once you get off the plane, you're in a different time, you know, different zone. You're in a holiday mode.
Tell me, how was the place where you stayed?
It was good. So this is the first time we went to Fiji. I read a lot about Fiji being a child-friendly destination. So I've also tried to read a bit of the resorts and what facilities they have for children, especially at this age. And because, you know, I do want to have a bit of a break from the baby myself being on a holiday. So luckily we chose a resort that offers a childcare on facilities. And also the staff there, they're very friendly with kids. They carry them. And then, you know, if you're sitting around and having dinner, having lunch, they keep them occupied, which is great. So you get to have free hands while you're eating or drinking. So it was good. It was really, really good. I do recommend it. If you have a small child, don't feel like you can't go on a holiday. There are places where you can go and the child can enjoy being on the beach and have a bit of a, you know, feel of what's the world outside Sydney.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. Will you help us repeat some phrases we practiced in this episode?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's time for practice. And I'm actually looking forward to it. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What are the holiday blues?
The holiday blues is the sadness you feel when your holiday is over.
If you're on the same page with someone, you are...
If you're on the same page with someone, it means you both agree or understand something in the same way.
Now, let's practice saying some phrases we can use when we want to talk about holidays.
How was your break?
Did you head off anywhere?
We took a scenic route up the coast.
We went off the beaten path.
We went bush.
If you would like to practice some more, press play on our bonus episode, where you can do it with Alan and Claire. We've also prepared learning notes and a quiz, which you can find on our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish. We are also on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and all you have to do is just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa, and now I'm excited to be back at work. Thank you for learning English with me.